Welcome to Zikhu Dav Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Dav Chafal. The first parak called Sheichetin. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Shmuel said, Nishbarim Mefarekas Bro Basu Ima Mitame Ba'el. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys tuma through ohel like a dead body, even if he's still moving. Although one might ask that Elia Cohen died with just his neck bone breaking, without the flesh alongside it, Ziknashani, old age is different, as the Pasuk implies that Eli's age was a factor in his death. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kro Kedag Mitame Ba'ohel. If one tore a person across his entire length, like one tears open a fish, he's Mitame through oil like a dead body. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak qualifies this Umikavo, but only where he was cutting along his back. Point number two, Shmuel said, Asa Gistra, if he split an animal in two, it is immediately a Nevela and Mitame. Melazar says that if an animal's thigh is removed and the cavity is exposed because the surrounding flesh is also missing, it's a nevela. A Mishnah states, Hutuzu Rashen, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, Afopish Meparkasin Tamein, even though they're jerking, they're Tame and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail, which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amram defined what the Mishnah means that their heads were cut off. Reish Lakish says it means hutuzu mamish. They were literally cut off, meaning the siman were completely cut, although it's still attached with skin. Rabbi Yossi says in Rabbi Mani's name, kavdal zoza of, it was cut like a separation between the head and the body of the bird ola. This refers to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's opinion that only most of the simanim are cut in the malika of an ola zoof, and Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with Reish Lakish. And point number three, a brice is presented in which the Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon argue if the two simanim are mostly or completely cut during malika of an olas ha'ov. The pasuk says regarding an olas ha'ov, that's a sheni yasa ola kamishpat, and the second bird he shall prepare according to the law. The Tanakhama explains the reference, kamishpat chatas behema, like the law of an animal chatas, not the chatas ha'ov mentioned immediately prior. This teaches that an olas ha'ov is similarly only brought from chulin funds, only offered by day, and with one's right hand. Still, we do not derive from Chatas Behemoth that cutting through most of the two simanim suffices, because Umalak Vihiktir compares Malika with Haktara, burning, teaching that just as the head and body are burned separately, the Malika must also completely sever the two simanim. Rabbi Shmuel says Kimishbat means like the law of Chatas Ha'of, teaching the Malika of an Oz Ha'of must likewise be performed from the nape of the neck. Belazar Rabbi Shimon also says Kimishba refers to Chatas Ha'of, but says it teaches not to completely sever the second simon of the Olas Ha'of. So once again, the three points are: number one, Shmuel said Nishba Meferekas Vero Basu Ima Kmetame Be'olo. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys tuma through oil like a dead body, even if he's still moving. Although one might ask that Elia Cohen died with just his neck bone breaking, without the flesh alongside it, Ziknashani, old age is different, as the Pasuk implies that Eli's age was a factor in his death. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kro Kedag Mitame Ba'ohel. If one tore a person across his entire length, like one tears open a fish, he's Mitame through oil like a dead body. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak qualifies this Umikavo, but only where he was cutting along his back. Point number two, Shmuel said, Asa Gistra, if he split an animal in two, it is immediately a Nevela and Mitame. Melazar says that if an animal's thigh is removed and the cavity is exposed because the surrounding flesh is also missing, it's a nevela. A Mishnah states, Hutuzu Rashen, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, Afopish Meparkasin Tamein, even though they're jerking, they're Tame and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail, which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amram defined what the Mishnah means that their heads were cut off. Reish Lakish says it means hutuzu mamish. They were literally cut off, meaning the siman were completely cut, although it's still attached with skin. Rabbi Yossi says in Rabbi Mani's name, kavdal zoza of, it was cut like a separation between the head and the body of the bird ola. This refers to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's opinion that only most of the simanim are cut in the malika of an ola zoof, and Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with Reish Lakish. And point number three, a brice is presented in which the Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon argue if the two simanim are mostly or completely cut during malika of an olas ha'ov. The pasuk says regarding an olas ha'ov, that's a sheni yasa ola kamishpat, and the second bird he shall prepare according to the law. The Tanakhama explains the reference, kamishpat chatas behema, like the law of an animal chatas, not the chatas ha'ov mentioned immediately prior. This teaches that an olas ha'ov is similarly only brought from chulin funds, only offered by day, and with one's right hand. Still, we do not derive from Chatas Behemoth that cutting through most of the two simanim suffices, because Umalak Vihiktir compares Malika with Haktara, burning, teaching that just as the head and body are burned separately, the malika must also completely sever the two simanim. Rabbi Shmuel says kemishpat means like the law of chatas ha'of, teaching the malika of an os ha'of must likewise be performed from the nape of the neck. Blazer Rabbi Shimon also says kemishpat refers to chatas ha'of, but says it teaches not to completely sever the second siman of the os ha'of. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Shmuel said nishba meferekas v'rov basur ima k'metame be'olo. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys tumah through oil like a dead body, even if he's still moving. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph. Understand that Siman is a car because Bastoni is pronounced car as ka. So here goes. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tami Bo Oel, became Tami anyway when they bumped straight into a Sheretz whose head was severed yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most, but not all, of the Simanim of an Oles Ha'ov. Once again, slow motion. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver, that must be on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Bo'ohel, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nishbar Meferekas Merob Basu Ima Matamei Bo'ohel. If a person's neck bone is broken together with most of the flesh on it, it conveys tumah through oil like a dead body, even if he's still moving. So the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'oel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a Sheretz whose head was severed, yet still was moving, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Hutuzu Rashin, if the heads of Shratzim were cut off, even though they're jerking, they are tame and considered dead, because they're like a lizard's tail, which jerks after being cut off from the lizard's body. Amram defined what the Mishnah means, that their heads were cut off. So the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a Sheretz whose head was severed yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most but not all of the Simanim of an Oles Ha'of, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokes of the two Simanim of an Oles Ha'of are mostly or completely cut during Malika. This depends on whether the word in the Pasek Kemishpat is comparing Oles Ha'of to Chatas Behema or Chatas Ha'of. So once again, the Kohanim in the emergency room who went running when a race car driver was brought in with his neck and flesh cut, which would make them Tamei Be'ohel, became Tamei anyway when they bumped straight into a Sheretz whose head was severed yet still was moving, which was discarded by the surgeons who were practicing their skills by only severing most, but not all, of the Simanim of an Oles Ha'of. All right, so now it's time for our 4 blah back Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot. Used car? That must be on Daf Yud Zayin. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat, which reminds us, we learned that in the Midbar, meat of Nechir was permitted or bus or taiva was forbidden. So upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war, which reminds us, we learned that it was permitted to eat non-kosher food during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, "Ubatim Moleim Kol Tuv," and houses full of good things you will eat, which Rav interpreted to mean kasli de chazire, bacon. So upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war, along with a good old-fashioned knife sharpening truck for the chacham who checks knives with his tongue and fingernail, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses pigimos, the notches in a socking, and bedika socking, the examination of the knife, which can be done in a number of ways, such as with the tongue or fingernail. Daf Yod Ches. So the Siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because ben Yod Ches l'chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah. Chuppah? That must be on Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, "I tabacha d'losar sakina kame chacham." If a Shochet did not show his knife to a chacham to be examined, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the chacham. Rav said, "Ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is treif." These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is where his knife was found to be fine, without nicks, and Rav's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah, who banned the caterer shochet for not showing him his knife, was in for a surprise when the unshochet chassan gave the kala to Abbas Gadola, where the shechita was done within the ring. Which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses when one who begins shechita within the prescribed area for shechita and then inclines the knife, finishing above that area, called a grama. It states, Hashochem etochet Abbas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the Tabas Gadoa, the great ring, the highest ring of cartilage in the trachea, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanakhama rules the Shechita is valid, since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the Shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that a hairbreadth of the Tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient, even if the Shechita ended above the Tabas. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah, who banned the caterer shochet for not showing him his knife, was in for a surprise when the young shochet chassan gave the kala to Abbas Gadola, where the shechita was done within the ring. As one of the 80 kedushin commented that in Mugremis, a sign to cut is valid even past the Abbas Gadola. Which reminds us, the Gemara records the rulings of several Amoraim who validate the Shechita beyond the Abbas Gadola. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus, who testified that Mugremis, a sign to cut is valid even past the Abbas Gadola. Daf Yotess, so the Simon Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes. When the yacht, that must be on Daf Yotess. When the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one third beyond the shechit area, one third in the shechit area, and the final third out of the shechit area, which reminds us, Gemara discusses Higrim Shrish, Veshachet Shrish, Vehigrim Shrish. If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechit area, then cut a third within the correct area, and cut the final third beyond the correct area, Rav Huna quotes Rav saying the animal is kosher, but Rav Yehuda quotes Rav saying it's not kosher. Rav Huna holds that Kinafke Chiyusa, when the animal's life left it, meaning the moment the majority of the kana was cut, B'shechita kanafka, it left through shechita. Rav Yehuda holds, B'inin ruba b'shechita v'leka, we require most of the kana to be cut with shechita, and that's lacking here. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one third beyond the shechita area, one third in the shechita area, and the final third out of the shechita area. His partner was shechting the animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, over kochavim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses shechting through a hole in the kana versus shechting until a hole in the kana. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one third beyond the shechita area, one third in the shechita area, and the final third out of the shechita area. His partner was shechting an animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, over kochavim, while a boy climbed up the flagpole to chase a pigeon to practice malika from the back of the neck, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one shechs from the sides of the neck, the shechita is valid, but malika from the sides of the neck is invalid. If one shechs mino orif, it's invalid, but malika from the orif is valid. The Gemara will explain that this means mumu orif, from that which faces the back of the neck, meaning the nape of its neck. Daf chaf, so the simon daf chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, that must be on daf chaf. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stir the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, which reminds us, Gemara discusses being Molech maybe by Malika. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was Ikur Simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, which reminds us, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught a brisa, ain't Ikur Simanim ba'of. The disqualification of torn pipes, meaning Simanim which are dislocated before Shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Acha Breid Rava told Rav Ashi that this is only true according to the opinion that Ein Shechita La'of min Torah. There is no requirement of Shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabban. But according to the opinion that birds require Shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated Simanim would apply to them as well. Rav Ashi replied that the opposite is more logical. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was the Ikur Simanim, the torn pipe chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela, since the animal's neck was broken with most of its flesh on it. Which reminds us, an animal's neck bone which is broken with most of its flesh on it makes the animal immediately a nevela. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokas of the two simanim of an olas ha'of are mostly or completely cut during malika? That's on daf? Chaf Aleph. Good. Number two. Which daf do we learn about pegimos and asakin and the different ways a knife could be examined? That's on daf? Yud Zayin. Good. Number three. Which daf do we learn that a person whose neck bone is broken with most of its flesh is metame through ohel? That's on daf? Chafal. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss shechting using the force of water with a water wheel, and we distinguish between koach rishon and koach sheni? That's on daf? Tezayin. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do you discuss Molochim maybe by Malika? That's on daf. Chaf. Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do you learn that an animal with a neck bone which is broken with most of its flesh on it is immediately a nevela? That's on daf. Chaf. Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do you discuss shechting through a hole in the kana versus shechting until a hole in the kana? That's on daf. Yotes. Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we discuss the penalty on a shochet who did not show his knife to a chacham? That's on daf.
Yerches.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do we learn ain ikar simanim ba'of? The disqualification of torn pipes does not apply to a bird. That's on daf. Chaf. Good.
Number 10.
Which daf do you discuss what the din is? If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechit area, then cut a third within the correct area, and then cut the final third beyond the correct area. That's on daf.
Yotes.
Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.